wrestlers, fans, and families. Welcome to the ONU podcast, your backdoor pass to the ONU wrestling team. We hope you enjoy meeting the team and learning about how we run our program and the kids we recruit. Come see what we mean when we say, we recruit kids who want to see how good they can become. This year's host, Coach McClay, will be posting podcast episodes weekly wherever you listen to them. But for now, please enjoy the show.
If you could start with your name, major, and your year.
Okay. So I'm Cash Thompson, majoring in marketing, and then I'm a fifth-year senior.
Fifth-year senior, super senior.
Yeah, super senior.
You got that free eligibility year, man.
Yes, I did. I'm going to make it worth it, hopefully.
Right. So you were excited for that extra year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So my freshman year, I switched majors and got a little behind on my classes. Truthfully, I could have made up some classes if I wanted to. But then along with just like, one, I don't really, my forte is definitely not schooling, definitely more wrestling than schooling, although schooling is very important. And then with COVID canceling, whenever I did qualify for nationals, I figured it'd be like a perfect opportunity to like take advantage of the extra year for sure. And then this coming spring, I only have two classes at all, and I'm still able to compete, so that'll be a nice change for sure.
All right. All you got, that's pretty much a professional athlete.
At that point.
All you got to do is work out all day.
Exactly.
You're going to be bored, man.
I'll work as well, so I'll be making money on the side, hopefully. But
in your chosen field, or is this?
Yeah, I was looking at a couple of internships, and like I have a couple opportunities, but it's kind of hard to balance wrestling practice because it's like at 3 o'clock along with like an actual internship. So I think I'm just going to, I have an on-campus job, so I think I'm just going to stick to that probably.
That's a good answer. It's kind of hard to like balance because internship's just going to be a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
And they always want like a 9 to 5 or something.
Exactly.
That and then the you have classes on top of that.
I told them about was like, I don't know if I can go to a 5 if you guys are willing to work with me. And some of them were. But it'd be kind of difficult to try to manage constantly, so I don't know. I still got to feel that out a little bit, but I'm leaning towards just working on campus as well.
That's totally fine. Where are you working on campus?
Maybe I work for the stock room on campus, so pretty much I take any like department that orders materials, whether it's paper or toner, all like that random stuff that they get, I'm the one who delivers that to them pretty much, and then I also do the recycling around campus.
Now, does that count as work study?
Yeah, technically.
Now, for those who don't know what work study is, what is that? Is that hard to get?
No, it's not hard to get. Pretty much what you can do, no matter where you're going to, is you go to the financial aid office and say you're interested in a work study. And then every school has their own like job opportunities that they'll offer to the kids to apply for. Luckily, we already had kind of a connection there. So as soon as I applied, I got hired for them. And then technically when it comes to financial aid, they calculate how much I probably should earn within the year and then deduct that from what I need to pay for my tuition. Along with, I also personally make a little, like, I work more hours than what they claim that I should be working as a student. So, like, I make an additional, like, $50 to $100 every couple of weeks that I get to pocket myself. So, it's a nice little side money. That way, I can have some spending money and actually have fun on campus as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, are all jobs on campus equal?
At ONU, technically, no. There's ONU jobs and there's also Sodexo jobs. Since we have that third-party Sodexo, they pay a little bit more sometimes depending on the job. But any regular ONU-affiliated job, it all pays the same.
Okay. Now, as far as the work, is it equal as well?
No. I kind of biased. I would say like what I do is a lot harder sometimes with like some of the stuff that I have to move that weighs like hundreds of pounds compared to just serving food for a couple hours. Granted, I'm not saying what they do like is easy, but I'm saying, in my opinion, if you were to look up what I do and like look it up to an actual job outside of ONU, those people get paid more than what I get paid. So I think I technically should get paid a little bit more, but it's whatever. Either way, it's extra spending money, so I'm happy.
Yeah. At Notre Dame, there's a couple positions that like are very sought after because they were just like sitting at the front desk.
Yep.
And it would be in like the back offices no one ever went to. So it was pretty much just a paid to study program.
Yeah.
And those jobs were really sought after. So are there any of those like around on campus?
There are definitely some around campus for sure. And I wish I would have known about the secret ones whenever I first came to ONU. But then once I got this like job here and like I knew the my bosses all really like me and stuff too. Like if I ever need a day off just to study extra, they let me have it off instantly, no questions asked.
Right.
And they don't ever question anything, and I like the leniency. And then for like the desk jobs that like you said, they pay to study. if you want it off, sometimes like a couple of my friends have gotten fired for like even asking a time off. So like they're a little bit more strict. So I like my bosses.
High demand, man. They can toss you. You're replaceable quick.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, man. But work study, it's a good time. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a good time, but it's definitely worth your while.
It's definitely worth it, 100%.
Not with that. I did work study all 4 or 5 years of college. Yeah. Actually did a... I got kicked off the wrestling team work study. I forgot to wash mats once.
Really?
Yeah, I got kicked off and had to do the football team's ball boy for a couple months. And then the coach let me back on to the wrestling team. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't miss mats again.
Yeah.
And he did it. It was like in the middle of winter in Cleveland. So like I was ball boy. The ball was cold. It, like the whole thing was stinks.
That's awful.
Yeah, I messed up. But you said marketing, right?
Yep.
Now, where do you plan on going with that? Because that's pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, so that's part of the reason why I liked marketing whenever I was trying to figure out what I wanted to major in, is because it's such a diverse field in general, and like with technology advancing, there's also technology-based marketing as well now too, and software, mm-hmm. which I'm starting to get more. I like the analytics side, so I like studying, in a sense, like search engine optimization, like whenever you're working for a company trying to attract customers through online searches and like figuring out what words attract more people than others.
So.
This past summer, though, I had an internship for a company called Wheel and Construction, and for my internship, I did social media management for them. I ran all 5 pages on their social media. I wrote about, like, the projects that they were working on in the construction field, and then I also got to work through their business development side, which is more, in a easier terms, just, like, rubbing elbows with, like, big business people, make them like you, and then make them want to choose you over, like, other people to build your buildings. And I got a lot of experience from that. I kind of like, they haven't given me a contract yet, but they pretty much said that as soon as I graduate, I should be able to work there. So I'm looking forward to hopefully doing that.
And that's in Ohio?
That's in Michigan.
That's in Michigan.
Yep.
Okay. So that's cold. One, I'm talking about Cleveland. You're like,
pfft. Yeah.
But since you're from Michigan, do you get a chance to go home very often?
I have the chances to, for sure. Personally, I don't. One, I like the independency. That's part of the reason why I chose Ohio. I'm only 3.5 hours away, so it's like I could go home if I wanted to.
Were you by Ann Arbor?
Near Lansing and Grand Rapids. I'm between Lansing and Grand Rapids. I'm smack dab in the middle of the state, to be honest. And so it's this place here feels like a home away from home, where if I like really needed to, I could go back home, but I still feel comfortable here on my own. I feel like safe. It's just a small country town in the middle of nowhere. It's not like anything's going to happen. No. I'm not out of my element by any means. But I definitely have opportunities to. But I prefer to staying here. And then along with just being around the wrestling team, I like to spend these like 4 to 5 years just like with my people for as long as I can. Because my family's going to be there for however long anyways. As soon as I go back, I'll have them.
You'll see them again.
Exactly.
But since you're on your last year, kind of switching topics a little bit. Has this last season hit different? Have you saw these runs like, this is the last time I got to do this 10-mile run?
The 10-mile, 100%. Yes, absolutely. That's like the only one that I was just like, holy crap, this is finally it. I'm done running the 10 miles. Granted, Beachler wants me to run more after this, and he's convinced I will, but who knows what happens there. But yeah, that's definitely the biggest thing. Whenever it comes to wrestling, I thought about like, this will be my last time competing, but even then, like, I'm looking more of, I just want to have fun with it. I'm trying not to let that, like, I can't lose side get into my head. I want to just, like, enjoy this last year. And plus, I already know that, like, I'm going to stay in wrestling no matter what after I graduate. I'm going to find ways to be a part of the sport. I actually had a couple of high schools from Michigan contact me and said that whenever I graduate, they want me working as assistant coach for them. So I know for a fact wrestling will always be my life. I'm thankful for that. So it's not that big of a change for me from last year to this year, but a little bit there.
Are you going to try to compete or anything after college?
Probably not. I mean, there are like some open tournaments I wouldn't mind just going just to have fun. Or
mess around.
I've also thought about like just going because there's like a couple gym memberships that have MMA and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. I've really thought about just like signing up for one of those memberships and just having fun because I need some way to stay in shape too. So
I mean, if you had a coach who would advocate it for you, you're staying right in front of
them. Exactly.
I think jiu-jitsu and wrestling go hand in hand real well. Yeah. I think I show that in the room.
Absolutely. And you're the one who like opened up my mind big time whenever it comes to like being comfortable in uncomfortable situations as a wrestler. And that changed like how I looked at wrestling big time.
Yeah, exactly. Because like everyone thinks, like, for instance, on like a single leg or high crouch, you crack them down. It's, I'm stopping the high crouch, you're trying to finish the high crouch. Mm-hmm. Well, that, in my mind, that logic only gets so far because wrestling is only so deep.
Yep.
But if you think of the position like a half guard,
yep,
you know, same thing as UFC, then it's like, well, yeah, I go on my back, but he's not getting off of his back, so, like, am I really losing?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's, I mean, you're half my size, and you've got me in those positions before. I'm like, holy crap, I need to learn some of this a little bit. Like,
a little finesse.
The fact that you're doing it to me, like, proves that it works, and it's definitely something that I want to get more experience in.
That's
true.
That's kind of how my style grew, to be honest, because, like, coming from my school, I didn't have anyone my size that could keep up,
mm-hmm.
and the closest ones to me were, like, four or five weight classes up. Yeah. So, like, there was no way I'm winning those matches, you know? I can't underhook and just blast double through it. So it was always, like, I expect that this isn't going to work. So what can I do to, like, not get pinned after it doesn't work?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of grew from there. And it's, like, eventually, like, well, if it works on a 187, it should work on a 125.
Yeah, definitely at that point.
You know?
That's awesome, though.
But, no, I definitely recommend a little... Maybe not, like, fully diving into it, because it does get kind of muddled, especially when you're, like, learning both sports.
Yeah,
you get definitely. Too comfortable on your back, and then you get caught, and then if you're, like, too aggressive in jiu-jitsu, then you get tired.
Yeah.
But I feel a lot of people's reservations on jiu-jitsu is they think it's more dangerous, I guess you could say, than wrestling. And it's funny, because I've seen considerably more injuries in wrestling than I have in any jiu-jitsu tournament, sport, competition, anything.
I believe it.
It's funny. I could talk about that all day. What's your impression of the room this year as compared to, like, the last 4 years you've been here?
So this year, like, even though it's my last year, so obviously it's, like, the best year. It truly is the best year, I think, just, like, looking around the team and, like, the mentality of the team.
Mm-hmm.
My freshman year, I like the team, nothing against, like, any of the guys on the team, but it definitely had more of a negative attitude where it was, like, dude, F this practice sucks. I'm just trying to get through it day by day, not really trying to get better, literally just surviving more than anything. And as the years progressed, like, sophomore year got a little bit better, not quite to there. Junior year, whenever I qualified, it was definitely on the up. I still think it's below where we are now mentally, but it was still, like, at the time and, like, peak for me. But then COVID hit, and then last year, the mentality was okay, especially for what we were going through with COVID, but it definitely went backwards in my opinion. But then that one step back somehow, like, launched us forward. And this year, like, the mentality of the team is just unbelievable. And, like, props to the freshmen. I've never seen, like, a group of freshmen as, like, collectively as a whole, all be in the right mindset. Like, usually, like, there's a couple guys that are good every single year and have good mindsets, but, like, that whole class has good attitudes, and it's, like, reflecting on the team, and, like, all of us are just excited and pumped, and that's, like, it drives me to want to be better for them in a sense. I love it.
You want to beat them up harder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love it. Our room is really good this year. We have a good attitude, good atmosphere. We're going to try to keep it up all year, but I feel like our challenge is going to be pacing.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting burnt out too early or something. That's why I'm trying to – the game we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
So without actually – telling what it is, I'll just kind of describe the concept I got it from for everyone. So we have a game that's going to hopefully launch next week and go well, but the game itself is based on these glasses I saw, and the glasses were for soccer, basketball, those kind of sports where, like, there's a lot of space in teams, and the glasses were polarized lenses. The lenses flashed in and out, so you could see, then you couldn't see. Your vision was taken from you in, like, you know, second intervals or half second intervals, something like that. It's a strobe light pretty much on your eyes. And the purpose of it was that the gaps in your vision would have to be filled by your imagination. So you would actually learn the game faster because you have to think harder. And that's the idea I'm trying to get across with wrestling. I feel like we can't put glasses on our heads and wrestle, but I feel like we can do a couple other things. And I'm fingers crossed that that works.
I think it will. Personally,
you excited for it?
I'm excited for it. I love trying out different stuff, and then, like you said, it, like, helps alleviate, like, that burnout too, having, like, some fun game to play. Like, we're still getting better and it's improving us, but it's not just you're going hard, going live.
You're grinding, man. Like, you grind every day.
Don't get me wrong, I love it, but, like, my body does not love it after a couple times in a row doing it. It hurts.
If you grind every day, you end up with a nub at the end.
Yep, definitely.
So, I feel that. Now, there are a few other games I want to play throughout the year. But we'll see how this one goes. If it goes well, I'll put it in the back, keep a little sticker on it, and we'll be like, all right, you know, every few weeks we'll pull it out. It'll be like a back in like elementary school when the teachers would pull out like the parachutes or the scooters or something. You know, those are the gems back
in the day. Those are awesome. The parachute one was the best, having the whole class get a part of it and like, grab their own little corners. That was awesome.
Sure. So what are, if you had a stereotype, the kind of kids we bring in? Like, you'd be like, all right, ONU is this kind of wrestler. How would you describe that?
I would say every single wrestler that comes in is a well-respected and kind wrestler. I know it's my team, so I can be a little biased, but I think that majority of our team aren't, like, true stereotypical wrestlers. Whenever most people think of wrestlers that aren't in the wrestling realm, they think of, like, rough kids that are just brawlers and want to fight and don't do good in school.
Troublemakers.
Yeah, they really are troublemakers, which, granted, I've been on, like, they're not wrong. Most wrestlers aren't like that. I'd say 80% of wrestlers are like
higher numbered than average, for sure.
It definitely is. But no one on our team are like that. Like, there might be the few once in a great while, but they never last. They always quit after the first year because they realize that they don't belong on the team if they ever do come here. But overall, our team, we take grades seriously. We take attendance seriously. We take just showing, like, a good reputation for the team. We're not a party team. We're literally the only team on campus that has a dry season during our sport. Mm-hmm. No other team on campus has a dry season. They still party during the season. We take our sport that seriously, and we take our reputation that seriously, and it's just been a thing for generations, and we still uphold that. So I think we're definitely just a respectful team all around.
Mm-hmm. Now, you feel like that team, the team withholds those values when, like, we're not around too?
Are you talking about, like, as coaches, you mean? Like, whenever you're not around?
Yeah,
I would say yes. I mean, like, boys, they can hide it from me, too, though, for all I know. But, like, from what I know, yeah. I think at all times, like, we represent each other really well and we hold each other accountable. Us wrestlers are very, like, tight together. So, like, even, we have, like, little groups within the wrestling team. And, like, let's say me and, like, three other wrestlers go out. We watch out for each other and make sure nothing bad happens, and we make sure to hold each other accountable at all times. And, like, Beechler always tells us to hold each other accountable, and it's true. Like, I've had to personally, like, make sure that some kids haven't gotten in trouble and, like, gone out of my way to make sure that pulled them back, like, hey, think about your decisions. You're good to go. Because everyone slips up, so that we make sure to, like, hold each other accountable and not to let one another slip up ever.
You guys got your backs.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Team unity. Teamwork make the dream work.
Big time, yep.
Tell me about your high school team. What was that like? Can you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. High school, honestly, was kind of like the similar way as it is for me in college right now. So high school starting out, the team was definitely like mentally on the low as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just survive more than anything else. It was more of like the stereotypical wrestling team. Like, a lot of the wrestlers there were kind of like this thugs, like they got in trouble and stuff like that. And then there's like a group of like four or five of us specifically, like there's four of us in my class and then like two in the class below me. We're all really tight together.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go out at all during high school. Like, we were one of the only like high school groups that didn't go out and party at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we made sure to stay clean. And throughout the years, as we like became upperclassmen, we started like doing the exact same thing that we're doing here now at ONU, where like we held each other accountable, made sure to work hard and represent ourselves well. And it was pretty much the exact same situation as it is here at ONU. Like, that's why maybe I personally think I do a pretty good job at like taking like the leadership role for ONU, is because I had to do it in high school too.
Mm-hmm.
And had to step up the team as a whole, and I like it. So
do you feel like you had an impact on that success, that improvement?
Yeah, I would say I would. Like, I don't want to like boost myself up though either, but
ego, man.
In high school, there was two kids I kind of took under my wing. They weren't even good wrestlers. They're like JV wrestlers, but I would take them home from practice. Sometimes they eat at our house, or like I would end up like going out of my way to like keep them out of trouble. There's one kid who ended up like getting caught and like was like in trouble with the police and everything. And so I took him under my wing, and like on the weekends for like 2 months straight, I had him over every single weekend to make sure he wasn't going out and doing anything stupid. And like, I taught them how to have fun without getting in trouble. Like, we we go to other people's house and like we go TPing or something instead of him going out drinking, which granted TPing can be bad too, but I showed him, okay, TPing is still fun. You get to like
do DUI TP. Yeah. DUI TP.
Yeah, compared to a DUI, which stays on your record for a long time and screws your whole future.
A DUI is like an automatic 8 grand.
Yeah, exactly. And so I kind of did that with a couple of the guys on the team. And I obviously don't have to do that now exactly, but I kind of had that same philosophy where I'm like, I'm willing to take anyone under my belt and try to show them the right path.
Fair enough. That's a good, I guess, leadership quality of yours. And I definitely see it on this team as well, I guess you could say. I definitely see you, like, holding underclassmen accountable, you know, guiding them the right way. I see you every once in a while, I'll be showing a move, and you stop the drill to show your partner how to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Or I'll be showing someone, and you hear what I said, and you repeat it to the freshman.
Yeah.
I see that a lot. So don't think it doesn't go unrecognized. I appreciate you. It make my job easier.
Thank you.
Are you happy with your progress here at LMU, both academically, athletically? Do you think you would have been... You think it could have progressed better elsewhere, or if we tried things differently?
I think I am definitely happy with my progress so far. I think obviously with wrestling, I've been able to show quite to the extent of my progress just because of COVID ruining some of the time. But I can't necessarily say like I would have been better at other places because I don't know what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think I wouldn't have done better at other places. I had some offers from like some bigger schools that weren't D3, and I would considered it very much, but whenever I came to like the visit when my senior year and like got to see the atmosphere that ONU had, I just felt like this was like a safe place for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to have gone to a bigger school, personally, I feel like at that point I could have been corrupt and been like the stereotypical wrestler and gotten into some trouble or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm a leader on the team, I can also be very influenced by others as
you're
well.
You're a kid,
too.
Man.
Yeah, I was still,
you're still a college kid.
Yeah, I was still a
with
kid.
With your peers.
Like, I definitely could have gotten in trouble for sure, and I think that I wouldn't have taken wrestling as seriously as I do now. Granted, I definitely could have tried harder starting out my freshman and sophomore year. Part of that could have just been the atmosphere at the time, or it could have just been me personally, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this is like best case scenario for me, and I'm loving it here, and I don't regret my choice at all.
So you'd make the same choice faster?
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice. What are your goals for this season?
Ultimate goal is my goal is definitely just to perform the best that I can, no matter what. Whether it's me getting knocked out at regionals, if I wrestle the best, that's fine, I'll be happy with it. Or it's me winning a national championship, that's fine, I'll be happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I perform the best of my abilities and I don't have any regrets, I will be content and be happy with how I went.
Hey, man, that's all I can ask for, to be honest. As a coach, that's music to my ears. A lot of kids came in here and they're like, I want to win this. I want to try to do this well at this tournament. I'm like, listen, you can't control that. That's out of your ability. So
that's the one thing that, like, going from high school to college, like, it came into, like, realization, like, my freshman, sophomore year, like, getting knocked down a couple of times because I went from being high school 2-time state finalist, then all of a sudden coming to a D3 college. I was still starting off better than most people, but I came in a little too confident. And then I realized, okay, especially at college level, if I'm just tired one day, an average kid could beat me, let alone like an actual good wrestler that's at my level. And that like kind of made me realize pretty much shit happens. And I could just be having a bad day. And
life
happens.
Lose,
whatever. I mean, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely have taken that into account. And that's why I just want to perform to my best.
Oh, man. Ego is a killer of dreams, man.
Definitely.
As soon as you think you know everything, someone shows you you don't.
Exactly.
And I love that about wrestling. There's so many ways to be good that you don't have to be good at anything. You can be the greatest at everything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to be strong. You can be the best. You don't have to be quick. You can still be the best.
For sure.
So that's how I always saw it, is there's always someone who has a attribute better than mine in a certain field.
Mm-hmm.
I could be running a 4-4 and someone's going to run 4-3. I can squat 300, 400. Someone's going to squat 305, 405.
Yep.
So now I got to just accept that whatever I do isn't going to work on everyone and plan
exactly.
for everything. I'm also a little paranoid, but different story. Now, I sent you a text on the Remind Me last night. Did you get a chance to look at that?
I have not looked at that yet.
All right. So it was a link. It was a link to Library Genesis. Have you heard of that?
I might have heard of it, but that's about it. I don't know.
I feel
it
like it's gonna change your world. So
really,
yeah, look into that, and after the podcast we'll talk about it.
Okay,
but that's something I don't think I can like totally recommend, but like it's definitely something everyone should know.
Okay,
And I guess as a last question for you before you head to practice, what is your big little tip? So something that isn't necessarily vital towards college success, but like, you know, definitely makes college easier.
I would say my tip, no matter where you're at in your life, whether it's college or anywhere else, always have a pen or a pencil on you at all times. You never know when you're going to need to write something down. Even if it's just on your hand real quick to remember something that someone mentioned, that's fine. But always have a writing utensil on you. I literally have like a writing utensil in my bag. I have one in my car. I have one on my desk and at home. I always have one no matter where I go. And it has saved me numerous times.
That is facts. I always carry a knife, a pen, and a lighter. As weird as that sounds.
That's smart.
Like, I always have, like, one on my keychain, like, a little lighter, a little knife on my keychain, and I always carry pens somewhere. But, like, those three things will save your life.
Yeah, right? There's been so many instances where, like, I've been thankful that I've had that on me, for sure.
Mine's, like, I have, like, random strings I gotta cut off, or, you know, you gotta, like, burn the end of your shoelace. You know, like, small things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Or the pen is definitely a big one. You never know how many thoughts are going to have in a day. And it's, they go quick, man. They come by quick. I remember that later. You won't.
No, you won't.
I'll text it in a second. You won't. Oh, yeah. So the big question is, do you have your notebook in the wrestling room there?
I don't have a notebook, but I have my own notebook at home that I do write stuff down. But I'd like, granted, I should probably have one in the wrestling room just because, you, like I said, you need to know stuff on this spot. But I like haven't used... I would say I'm still learning stuff in the room, but me personally, I don't know if it's just because I've like been around for a long time. So like the stuff that we do in the room, I'm familiar with now, but I write down more of the stuff that I have whenever it's just me and you like doing technique together. Because that's whenever, like, in my opinion, like, we go a little bit, we go deeper, and it is, a lot of it is more specialized towards my style and technique too, that like I will use at all times, not just in certain situations. So I've been writing more of that stuff down.
Yeah. One of my big tips for like any college coach, any coach in general, is get your players to write down something on notebooks. I've stole that from a couple coaches. I've been seeing it across the country. I saw it in Las Vegas. I saw it at the OTC. I saw it at Fargo, I think. A couple kids had notebooks. Okay. So that, I'm not original now. That's not my idea, but I really do like it. I saw a Team Stomp, if you know them.
Yep.
But they have everyone just writes down the things they want to remember in practice. So any little details, things like that. And it may not even help on the day you do it, but like halfway through the season when you're like, well, what was that single? I remember a single. What can I do from a single that I'm not doing right? You go back through your notes, but oh, it says here I'm supposed to use my claw grip. I forgot about the claw. So the notebooks are clutch. Always keep bringing a notebook. You see me using it. I try to lead by example. Every practice I write down that the left half is for the practice, and the right half I always write down tips on things I can improve on that practice. So like, hopefully the thing is, like, next time around when I flip back through the pages, I'll be like, well, let's practice, I did this, but it says I need to do this better, and I'll just copy it to the next textbook, and it'll be even better.
I might have to do that. I'll get one then. That way I can pick up on, like, tips for, like, help me with certain moves in certain situations.
Because
there are, like, once in a while that, like, I realize, okay, maybe I should just pressure just a little bit differently, and that could have been a little bit cleaner. Granted, I'm still doing the move right, technically, but some of that little, like, bits and pieces that you can like improve on would help writing down
that. And if you do it that way, it's more of a higher order thinking skill, because your lower order thinking skills are like memorization and regurgitation, like pretty much just you say it and repeat it, you don't have to think about it. But when you write it down, especially when you write down like technique that I'm explaining as I go, you have to use your own words, because I'm like, I'll use your claw grip and jump this way, and he's like, well, most people would be like, rotate, and I'll use an analogy that's familiar to them, you know? I'll say my analogies are familiar to me. You guys sometimes laugh at me, they're so wild, but if you can write in your own words, not only are you regurgitating it, but you're comprehending it. And what's the word? Retaining and redistributing it? Not that word, but spewing it out.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a reword. I can't think of it. But no, notebooks are clutch. But that's pretty much all I have for the day. That's a podcast. Let's get to practice. Before we go, though, do you mind signing us off? Polar Bears on the Hunt.
All right, Polar Bears on the Hunt.
All right, appreciate you, buddy.
If you like this podcast or want to support our program, please consider donating to the ONU Wrestling Endowment Fund, located at onu.edu. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to a great year with all of you. #PolarBearsOnTheHunt